Hello, John.
Oh, look, thank you very much for taking my call.
Pleasure, mate.
I appreciate the show every Saturday, Judy. It's very good, actually.
Thanks, John.
My inquiry is in relation to a ponytail, or what I call a ponytail anyway.
Mm-hmm.
This looks like an extra large onion.
Yeah, that's the one.
Bulb on the bottom.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, this one's about 4 metres high.
Yeah.
I want to prune it back, actually, but it's got the top of it has about at least eight branches, which are about a metre long.
Mm-hmm.
And also, too, there's another top of the ponytail, which is growing up the side.
Right.
And because the plant is actually blocking a view, I want to say cut those upper branches off if I can.
Yeah.
And then have a go at see if I can get some more ponytails out of it.
Yeah. Look, have a go at it. But yeah, one of the great things about ponytail, and they call it the ponytail palm, but unlike true palms, if you cut them off, that's it, bye-bye palm. With the ponytail, yes, if you do cut off, then they will regrow from that bulb at the base even. But what you've found, John, and this is what will happen, is that you get multiple stems from there on. And the same thing happens after they flower too. You know, in the beginning you just have that one ponytail, like the back of a, you know, like a spout that they put on top of a baby girl's head. And then after it flowers or after it's pruned off, then you get a couple of heads and gradually you get more and more of those leafy heads coming out and it gets bushy, as you have found. But by all means, you can cut it off. You can try growing the others as well, see how you get on, the bits you cut off, and see how you get on. But
Will I place it in the ground or on top of the ground? Or what would I
do? The bit you take off?
Yes.
Look, I'd probably put it in a pot. I think easier to control the drainage particularly, because they do like really good drainage, and get it established. Have it somewhere a bit sheltered so it's not going to fall around. Get it down deeply enough so that it's just see how you go. Look, you know, it's a bit of fun, but what you'll have really is your base, and that's what you're counting on for it to regrow.
Okay, and when's the best time to do it?
Well, look, I would probably see you're outside Sydney. Yeah, look, I think I'd be inclined to now wait until probably August, September, around about then. Okay.
All right.
Good luck. Dropped you in the pot, my friend.
In you go.
Hope you're not Big John, because I'd have trouble fitting you in there with Big G.
Yeah, he's taken up too much room, Big G. Hello, Ida.
Oh, hello.
Hi, Ida.
Thank you for your help.
Oh, Ida, we'll see how we go.
I'm about to have removed two cypress pines, which have driven me mad when the cockies come every year.
Oh, God, yes, that's true. Yes.
Anyway, they're going. But what do we put in their place? It's on a front border, the edge, you know, of the house.
Yes.
Front, and it faces west.
Right. Okay.
And there'll be lots of roots and things there. Will they die when the tree is cut down?
Oh, look, I would try and get the people to cut the tree down to actually grind out the stump as well, if you can, because that will make a big difference. Because otherwise, you know, it is a possibility that there might be some life in there and you'd have to kill off that base.
Yes.
So, yes, try and get the stump ground out and then improve the soil, because if there's a lot of that woody cypress stuff in there, then it's going to be very poor soil for your new plants to grow in.
Nothing grows near it at all, you know.
No, I wouldn't at the moment, because there's just so much competition. So get rid of some of the roots, get some good compost or cow manure, something like that. Dig that into the soil.
A bag of cow manure?
Oh, I'd probably get a few bags of cow manure. I'd maybe get somebody to do that for you, because it'll be quite hard work.
Yes.
Leave it for probably a couple of months, and then you could think about planting then. And look, you're in St Ives, which is, you know, a lovely sandstone suburb of Sydney. A beautiful tree to grow in that area would be the blueberry ash, because it's natural to the area anyway. But they can get up to 4 or 5 metres. So if you want something shorter than that, I'd either suggest a Sasanqua camellia, because that's tough and will grow in that western area, western aspect, as long as you keep the water up to it, etc. Or you can get a beautiful lily pilly called Cascade. And it's called Cascade because it's got slightly weeping ends on the branches. Beautiful pink new growth, lolly pink fruit, very cute, and really does well in your area as well.
Did you say lily pilly?
Lily pilly Cascade. Cascade is important because it's a short one.
And the other was
blueberry ash or a Sasanqua camellia.
Write it down.
Okay.
That's okay.
Blueberry ash.
Yeah.
Sasanqua. I tried camellias, and I'm afraid I lost them from cutting back another of those cypress pines. We cut the bottom branches, you know, and then put in a camellia, but I'm afraid I lost them.
All right. Well, okay. Then, yeah, the competition was too much. Try the other two, then. They're a bit tougher.
All right, Ida.
You're in the pot, Ida. Lovely to hear from you.
Yeah, I think very important for Ida because I've actually done that. Those pine trees, you really have to stump grind them because they can come back.
Absolutely. And you know, you'd have more of a nightmare.
The cockies in those things. Talk about a cacophony.
Well, you move from cockies to possums now,
yeah, exactly.
Don't mention possums.
Now, you're talking about the war again.
I know. I'm sorry. I won't mention the war. I'm sorry.
And she's eating the mandarin leaves, the lemon leaves, the passion fruit leaves. So we now leave watermelon out for her. That distracts her for about 30 seconds.
I told you we've got a brushed turkey as well as wallabies. Yeah. There's always something.
Tess and Colin and Darren in Brisbane and Jan and Lois and Michael, stay there. Judy's here for now. It's only, it doesn't matter what it is. It's 2UE in Sydney and 4BC in Brisbane.